Subway Diary. L train, 1 a.m., Friday. It's the wee small hours and we're packed in like sardines. Everybody's a little drunk, everybody's a little cranky, everybody's a little horny. I have a coveted standing spot right by the doors, but at 6th Avenue, two gay guys squeeze in on either side of me and continue their conversation with my face right between theirs. "You can catch it that way?" the taller one asks. "Oh yeah," the shorter one says. "It's a contact transfer." "Oh God." "What?" "I have it," the taller one mumbles. I shift in my spot, the best seat in the house. The shorter one's jaw drops. "What? You do?" "Yeah, I went to the doctor a few months ago and they told me I had it." "So I have it now."
"You do?"
"Yes," the shorter one shouts. "Oh my God, I wish you'd told me this that night in the tent." F train, 9:30 p.m., Wednesday. A crazy guy paces the car and sings, "God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve." And I think, you know, singing that line instead of shouting it, like opting to give that line melody, is pretty much one of the gayest things you can do. A train, 7 p.m., Thursday. Two guys across from me are complaining about their boss. "Dude, she is always on my case," the louder one says. "After me about my time card, about the way I answer the phone, always about some shit. I turn around and she's there. She told me to cut my hair. I told her she was jealous that my hair was nicer than hers. She just walked out. She hates me, man."
Nah, bro," his friend replies. "I think she likes you."
"Likes me?" The friend makes a sweeping motion with his hand as if to reveal a diagram of supporting evidence. "She's a bitch to you. She's always on your back. Why else would she be doing all that? She wants you." After a moment, the louder one says, "I don't know if I could do that whole work relationship thing, dude. That's messy." Another thoughtful moment. "Although, I guess it's fine if we work together at the beginning, because eventually she'd be home, you know?